My joy and only dear, come sit down by me, for thou shalt plainly hear I mean to try thee. If thou canst love a lad brisk, young, and lively, I'll make thy heart for glad, thou shalt live finely. Thy pretty rowling eye and waist so slender, thy forehead smooth and high, thy lips so tender, hath so ensnared my heart that I must love thee. Therefore I'll not depart till pity move thee. Alas, kind sir, she said, what hath possessed ye? For to delude a maid be not so hasty. Your flattering words that pass can no ways move me, for to repent at last or yield to love ye. We know that young men can cog, lie, and flatter, and make vows now and then to mend the matter. With such slights cunningly they do deceive us, bring us to beggary, and then they leave us. Fear not, my dear, quoth he, that I dissemble, or that such false young men I do resemble. I have both house and land, good gold and riches, and all at thy command, pray mark my speeches. Your house and land perhaps you think may move me, but I fear after claps if I should love ye. Therefore my maidenhead I will make much on it, for ne'er a false young man shall have a touch on it. Oh, stay, my love, he said, make further trial, but not so resolute in your denial. Fear not, but you shall find I will content then, and bravely please thy mind, none shall prevent me. What pleasure can a maid find in your dealing, when you her kindness think not worth concealing? Young men are apt to blab what's done in private, and well I understand what 'tis you drive at. My pretty rogue, he said, do not misdoubt me. Why should you live a maid and think I flout ye? In my love I promise this for to persevere, and seal it with a kiss to last forever. If that you love as much as you profess it, and that your truth is such as you express it, quoth she, take hand and heart and use your pleasure, for I will never part from such a treasure. Oh, how it joys my mind, quoth he, my jewel, that thou wilt now be kind and no more cruel. Venus, that goddess, she will smile to know it, how we in love agree when we shall show it. So from that happy hour they were united, and to a pleasant bower he her invited, where they with sport and play kindly embracing, there passed the time away, lovers' joys tracing.